Hello and welcome to Technology Today. This is your host, Rich Kasmer. On Technology Today, we discuss technology issues of the day and examine how technology is affecting our lives these days. And as I see every week, it seems to be having a bigger and bigger impact as time moves on. And today we're going to talk about a topic we've never talked about on the show before. We're going to talk about blogging, and we're fortunate to have a guest in the studio. We have David Schuckman. David is an IT professional with over 14 years' experience. He's currently working as an independent IT services and support consultant. And David's an expert on this topic. He's got his own blog called Tech Topics for You. And as I said, that's what we'll be discussing tonight. So, David, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thanks for being here. And David, I'll give you a chance to just give our listeners a little bit about your background and your experience.
Well, I'm an IT manager with many years of experience. Most recently, for about 14 years, I've been an IT manager managing application development. Recently, I've also done a bit of my own consulting work, and so that's what I'm a bit busy with now, and I've got several clients that I help out with a number of IT topics.
Cool. Very good. And just in case anybody wants to check out your blog while we're talking about blogging. Why don't you give that site info so they could take a look?
Sure. You can use your web to go to www.techtopicsforyou. It's spelled T-E-C-H-T-O-P-I-C-S, then the number 4 and the letter U.com. So Tech Topics for You, all one word.
Very good. Okay, so let's start off with the basics. What is a blog? What's the definition of a blog?
I guess very simply, a blog is a website, and the author or the contributor provides topical information in articles that we call posts.
Okay, and I've heard that the word blog is actually a contraction of the word web or website and log. Is that correct? Is that where it originated from?
And I've heard the same thing, weblog. So it's a bit of a shortened version of that.
Okay, blog. Okay. So you kind of gave a little bit of an answer to this, but what are some reasons why someone would set up a blog?
That's a good question. It could be an individual would like to begin to share professional knowledge, maybe provide advice, and individually promote a brand so that they themselves become a bit well-known or even found if someone is doing a Google search for them.
Okay, and it doesn't have to be professional knowledge. It could just be personal knowledge as well.
Right? It certainly could. It could be hobbies and other personal items.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so someone decides they want to set up a blog. What do they have to do? How do they go about doing this?
Well, there are several service providers on the Internet that are blog sites or blog hosts. Google Blogger, that's one that I use very often. WordPress is another big one. There's another popular one called Tumblr. And those are usually free services, or they have free models at least, and you can start setting up your blog with on a site like that.
Tumblr is a blog site?
Yeah.
Wow. I've heard of Tumblr many times. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that seems that it's in the news every now and then or mentioned in articles, and I never knew what it was for. Interesting. And I didn't realize that Google had a blogger site also.
Yes, it's called Blogger. It's actually a product, I believe, that they bought a little while ago. Mm-hmm. Very easy to access. You create an account. In my case, I have a Gmail account also, and that gives me access to the blog site.
Because my old IT company was a franchise, and the home office had recommended people set up blogs. And several years ago, I looked at it, and I don't remember hearing of any of those. So it's just another indication of how fast technology changes. I remember one called Blogspot or something like that.
And that's the Google Blogger.
Oh, yes,
so,
okay.
Actually, my website is also known as techtopicsforyou.blogspot.com.
Ah,
and
okay.
I also have the URL techtopicsforyou, so I've just shortened it a little bit.
Is that a company that Google gobbled up somewhere along the way?
I don't specifically know. I know they did buy a company, mm-hmm. and I guess that's what it was. Maybe that was Blogspot.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, so besides getting one of these sites, any other technologies needed other than having a computer to work on it from?
Certainly a computer. What's nice is that they all come with an interface for entering or typing what you want to write about. And it's a word processor type of an interface where you can bold characters, change fonts, underscore, and such. And that really covers most of what you need when you're doing your writing. Other technologies which I found helpful, having an IT background, HTML. It's the language that websites, or I should say, the browsers understand and interpret. And sometimes I use that when I want to add some functionality that maybe the regular interface doesn't have. But that's kind of optional.
Okay. And is adding something like pictures, photos, frequently done on blogs?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Very easy, at least with the interfaces. There's a little icon on most of them for adding a picture, and you can add it from maybe another file that's on your PC. If you can have the URL, you can download it from another website. It becomes very easy to do that. Sure.
So you don't necessarily need like graphic designer skills like you would need to build a website, but being able to crop photos and maybe change the resolution settings or something like that might be important.
Sure. Usually what you can easily do, once you import the photo, you can resize it, not necessarily crop it. If you're going to crop it, at least from what I found, you may want to use another product that's good for photo editing. Mm-hmm. And some of them have some very basic skills. Even probably Microsoft Paint, or there's some Microsoft products that are very easy to use as well.
Yeah, I find that one of the most useful programs for doing that was Microsoft Office.
Sure.
Had a program that was part of it, but I think they've taken it out in the newest version. And then there's the Google Picasa, which is also widely used.
Sure, for photos, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. So we talked about the technologies. How about the skills? Any other skills that you haven't touched on that should be mentioned?
I would say, you know, with the word processing format that it has, and if you have a little extra HTML, probably no. Basic computer skills are just enough. If you're comfortable with a word processor, if you're comfortable working a personal computer or a Mac, I think you'd be just fine.
Okay. And then I imagine you need at least some level of writing skills, or people may not read it because it may not read well. So you probably want to proofread what you're putting out there.
That's certainly fair. And I would say if you're someone that's fairly new to writing, maybe find somebody else that could proofread it for you, somebody else at home or a friend. Mm-hmm. And there are even people called virtual assistants, they're service providers that will do that for you. One thing that's kind of nice is that as you are writing more often, I think you become a better writer. And so you can build those skills and your confidence as well.
Mm-hmm. Probably would be okay, you know, when you're writing about things you are familiar with, too, and know about.
Well, I would think so. You certainly have a lot more confidence, at least I do, in writing the things I'm comfortable with.
Yep.
A little different than maybe someone who is asked to write on a topic and do that research. Okay. If you're new to writing, I would think that's a little bit of a challenge at first.
So all the things you talked about, it sounds like they're mostly free. You know, the virtual assistant you probably have to pay for if you do go that route, or maybe if you don't have a friend or family member that can proofread for you and you want to get somebody, you know, expert at that. Are there any costs involved, though, besides those types of things?
Well, the blog sites generally are free.
Mm-hmm.
Google Blogger is. I know WordPress has a free model as well. So there's no additional cost there.
Mm-hmm.
A friend, hopefully, will be free, the one who's going to review your work. A virtual assistant is kind of like an administrative assistant, so somebody you pay by time. And I think that's a little optional, but depends. If you want to do something very professionally oriented, that may be a worthwhile investment.
Okay. Any other things that someone needs to keep in mind when they want to set up a blog? I mean, does it make sense to just kind of lay this out on a little plan of what you're going to do, or other things to consider?
You know, I think if you're going to start a blog, it should be topical. So you should plan to pick a topic or a subject matter that you believe is important or that you want to write about. If you have multiple topics in mind, I would suggest actually writing multiple blogs and keeping each one to its own topic. And then maybe each article or blog posting that you write, keep them concise. They certainly don't need to be pages and pages long. They can be. But I think you want to really present the information to your reader in as concise format as possible.
Okay, great. All right, we'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Technology Today. This is your host, Rich Kesmer. We're here on WDVR FM 89.7 in Delaware Township, translator station W220AG 91.9 in Lawrenceville, Princeton, and Trenton, New Jersey, and 90.5 WPNJ in Easton, PA. And we are also streaming live on the web at WDVRFM.org. And we're talking this evening about blogging. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, we've got a guest in the studio who is an actual blogger. We've got David Schuckman, an IT professional, and he's talking about blogging with us this evening. So we covered the basics, I think, how to get the blog set up. What if someone wants to make some money from their blog? Is that possible?
Well, I suppose it's possible. I really haven't thought much about that myself, because I really view a blog as something that supports a business, if that's what you're trying to do. So maybe someone who has a business will want to write the blog to get some, improve his or her professional presence, mm-hmm. Demonstrate his or her expertise in certain areas. So I would say it would be more supplemental. Mm-hmm. Maybe a business with a website where they can generate some income might be a bit more conducive for generating money that way.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think about the questions we'd go over on the topic of blogging, and this one came to mind because I have seen headlines for stories that said how to make money from blogging, and I probably never read them, so I wasn't sure, but I assumed that it would be from ads, and I think I've seen a friend who's got a blog site on bicycling, and I think he's got some ads in it that I'm not sure if he makes anything from the site or not. But,
well, I guess that's certainly the case if someone was able to sell advertisement. And I guess in one sense, from my consulting, I have helped other businesses set up their blog sites. Mm-hmm. So maybe I did make money from blogging, but not really from my blog site directly. For me, it's more of a way of promoting myself, mm-hmm. what I'm passionate about from technology.
Sure, sure. Again, for those who may have joined us in progress here, David's blog site is Tech Topics For You. That's T-E-C-H, Topics, T-O-P-I-C-S, the number 4 and the letter U, .com. So you could take a look at that while we're speaking about blogging. How about with the explosion in mobile devices? Is it possible to update a blog site with new content from a mobile device, a tablet or a smartphone? Or?
I have seen some of that. For me, the screens, especially for a smartphone, are much too small. I'd rather see work on the blog from uploading perspective. I'd rather do that from a laptop or a PC or Mac, just so I can see it in full screen. And I know that I've seen blogs. I've read them on the tablets, and tablets are a little bigger screen. I've read them on the smartphone. But for uploading, for me, it would be a bit of a challenge. I think for many people it would as well.
Yeah, and I would think, too, that in addition to just seeing how it looks and making sure it looks good, it would also be just trying to write it, trying to type on much text. I find that if I've got a long email message reply to write, I go to my computer rather than use my phone.
Yeah, what I like to do is, as I'm doing the editing on the blog site, I like to switch into preview mode to see what it would look like on the computer, and I just find that a lot easier. I think if I had to type on a smartphone, it would be a bit more of a challenge. Maybe if I was on a beach, I would try doing that, but other than that, I don't see it as being very productive.
Okay. So we're talking about the content. Does the content need to be your original content, or can you get it from someone else? I mean, you could have someone write it for you under your instruction, but can you use something else that someone's written, I guess, if you give them credit?
And I believe that to be the case. It is writing, mm-hmm. and if you write your own topic, of course, you get that credit, that authorship. And the few times that I've actually quoted or referenced other people, I cite them. Mm-hmm. I just think that's appropriate to do. I would not want to violate any copyright law or infringe upon any sort of intellectual property or anything like that.
Sure.
I think better safe than sorry.
Yes, yes. I think I've seen blog sites where readers make comments. Is that commonly done, or is that the way they're normally set up?
It can be turned on or turned off. Mm-hmm. On my blog, I leave comments on. I welcome them. Mm-hmm. I will get maybe an additional support of something I'm writing. It may be a contradictory opinion. It's perfectly fine. So, yes, I like comments. The other advantage of comments for the person who's the commenter is you're now getting and are expanding upon your social media presence because your name is now out in the internet as well. So for someone who is looking for you on a Google search, let's say, your name may come up because of the comment you posted. I think it's a good thing for people to do.
Okay. If people are able to make comments, is it possible that you'll get some of those automated spam-type comments in there or...?
I haven't seen that. I suppose it can be. What I do remember for Google Blogger and some of the other websites, you do have to give an account, like a Google account or some other account. Some do require the capture codes, so they help minimize that.
Okay.
And if I were to get a comment that I thought was a little abusive or inappropriate through the console that I have, the administrative console, I can actually remove a comment.
Okay. And since this is just another form of a website, I assume there's some way of getting statistics for the number of viewers that have at least looked at the page?
Sure. Each tool has some measure of statistics, and I was looking just before I came here to see how my post today was shaping up. So I was getting a number of hits, and there are other more detailed statistics that are available as well.
Good. And if you did want to try and get more traffic to your blog, are there ways to market it and get it spread out so that more people come to it?
Sure. You know, I believe it grows two ways. One is organically, when someone who reads it forwards it along to somebody else. But before that, and what I try to do also, is I market it myself. I will let people know that I'm connected with, here's my latest post. I also tweet, here's my latest post, and I let people start knowing about it and draw them to the site more directly. So there's lots of ways to do it, but I would say, you know, active marketing, and then, of course, you hope it begins to grow organically.
Okay, good. We've covered a lot of different information about blogging. Do you have any examples of successful blogs that you've come across, or... Maybe they don't even have to be successful. Just a blog that you found that that you liked.
Well, I like to think mine is successful. I like to think I like mine. You know, I thought about, I've been thinking about this a little bit. So there are a couple that I know. One is a fellow local to where we are right now in Central Jersey, has an organization called Netiquette IQ. It's like the word etiquette preceded with the letter N, and of course followed by IQ. He's a very... I would say voracious blogger. He blogs at least daily, a daily topic, plus what he calls a daily quote of the day to help support his mission. And he has a very high readership. I've actually helped him with his blog, and I've been tracking. So he gets hundreds of hits per day, and he blogs daily. And so I think that's pretty successful. Another one is a local career coach I know. His name is Alex Freund. He is also a fairly voracious blogger. And on his website, landingexpert.com, he has his blog. And he blogs very regularly. And so I think that's successful as well. Alex has also managed to write for others on others' blogs. Another way to promote oneself is ask to be an author or contributor on somebody else's blog.
Nice. Very good. You mentioned that you had a new posting go out today, and what was the topic?
Coincidentally, it was about blogging. Most of my topics tend to be technology topics, I guess like this radio program is. I also talk about or write about technology or management of technology topics. This is now today is the first posting of my second year, so happy anniversary to me. I decided to be a bit reflective of my experience on blogging. So it's actually called Use Blogging to Achieve Your Professional Goals. Of course, it could be for personal goals as well, but being an IT professional, I was keeping the theme a bit more professional.
Okay. Is there anything that you covered in that topic today that we haven't touched on?
I guess there are several points that are that I raised, things that I found very advantageous. You really help expose yourself and establish yourself as an expert in your field. If you think about that somebody may be looking for you or someone like you, or in my case, me, my name is now out there. Mm-hmm. And in a way that I get to control because it's my message. Heaven forbid someone wrote something poorly about me. I hope that won't happen. But here I'm talking and presenting myself very positively. So I think that's good as well. Mm-hmm. And then also it helps build up your professional network. You start hearing and from people, maybe through comments or when they're drawn to my blog site, that contact me. So I think you can build up your professional network if that's important to you as well.
Very good. David, one last question. You've given people a lot of food for thought with regards to blogging, and we probably have a lot of people out there chomping at the bit now, getting ready to start a blog. Any tips that you would give them that you haven't touched on yet?
In general, the blogging tools like Google Blogger and WordPress, they're fairly easy to use. Again, basic computer skills. And I've also seen web design tools, and they tend to be much more robust. Blog sites in general are often not as robust as websites, so don't be afraid to give it a try. For anyone who wants to even start out, maybe there's some free classes. Libraries often have classes. I know next Tuesday, the Princeton Public Library has a class on WordPress for beginners.
Cool.
And that'll be next Tuesday, the 8th, and it's a two-day session, and the 15th, 7 o'clock to 8:30 in the evening.
Nice.
It might be a nice free way to be introduced to it.
Excellent. Very good. One thing that came to my mind as you talked about this topic tonight is that someone wanting to get into it might make sure they've got enough content planned out for some period of time. Don't just have one topic and then put it out there and then start thinking at that point, okay, what's my next topic going to be?
Certainly that's a good idea, especially if you think there's going to be some gap in your work time. Mm-hmm. Always good to have, which I try and do, one or two kind of lined up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always keeping my eyes and ears open for a topic that I'll want to write about. I write twice a month, not as much of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
People who write more frequently, I suppose it's a bit more of a challenge, so it's good to have those lined up.
I think it came to mind as you were talking about netiquette,
yeah.
Netiquette IQ. You're doing daily. It's like, where do I get info every day?
Like I said, he's a voracious writer.
Yep.
I know the gentleman, Paul Babicki, who writes for that, and a very nice gentleman. I also know he's a voracious reader, so I'm sure he's getting a lot of content that way as well.
Yep. Well, David, thanks very much for being here and discussing blogging. Really appreciate it. If people have any questions, I'll let you give your contact info, however you might want them to contact you, whether it be through your blog or telephone or email, whatever you'd like to share.
Well, thank you. All my contact information is on my blog site. It's Tech Topics for You, all one word, Tech Topics, the number 4, the letter U, at gmail.com. Or you can just go to my blog site. The information is there. I do some consulting as well for people interested in starting a blog. And I have a services provided page there. You can look at that as well.
Great. David, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Rich. I had a good time tonight.
Thank you. This has been Technology Today with your host, Rich Kesmer. Feel free to give me a call during the day with any technology questions or topic suggestions at 908-419-2834. And have a great week, everybody. And remember to back up your important data.